Republican group targets GOP lawmakers in billboard campaign urging them to resign. By Amy Furr on February 1, 2021. A Republican group has launched a massive billboard campaign calling on several GOP lawmakers to resign following the violence at the Capitol on January 6. Billboards from the Republican Accountability Project target several House members and two senators. Ted Cruz, RTX, and Josh Hawley, RMO, who voted against certifying the Electoral College vote, The Hill reported Friday. You lied about the election. The Capitol was attacked. Senator Cruz, resign, one of the billboards reads. According to the project's website, the campaign is costing the group $1 million. The billboards also target Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, Representative Madison Cawthorn, RNC, Representative Jim Jordan, RO, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX, Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, and Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL. However, during the incident on January 6, Cruz tweeted, "Violence is always unacceptable. Even when passions run high." Hawley echoed his comments, writing, "The violence must end. Those who attacked police and broke the law must be prosecuted. And Congress must get back to work and finish its job." On January 7, Cawthorn said he spoke out in defense of our Constitution and a fair electoral process, and unequivocally denounced the violence that took place in our nation's capital. It wasn't patriotism, it was thuggery. Despite their calls for peace, law, and order, Sarah Longwell, the executive director of the Republican Accountability Project, claimed that these representatives and senators helped incite the attack on the Capitol by spreading lies about the election. They have proved that they are unfit to hold office. They should be nowhere near power, she stated. Last week, Hawley filed a counter-ethics complaint against Senate Democrats, calling on the Senate Ethics Committee to investigate him for objecting to the certification of the presidential election, Breitbart News reported. His letter to the Senate Democrats who filed the ethics complaint against himself and Cruz read in part. The idea that one senator who disagrees with another senator can therefore have that senator punished, sanctioned, censured, or removed is utterly antithetical to our democracy and the very idea of open, lawful debate. This line of thinking is, however, sadly consistent with the new woke mob mentality that you should cancel anyone who disagrees with your views. Your baseless allegations are in that sense unfortunately typical of today's left-wing cancel culture. A culture that tramples on the democratic traditions that left and right once defended together, Hawley concluded.